my God. I mean, is anyone, let me get some volume here. I mean, is anybody else having one of those days where you love your husband, but, you know, you don't like him? I mean, I'm having that day. You know what I mean? I'm tired of picking up Schman's socks. I'm tired of picking up Schman's Adidas slides that are fucking everywhere that I'm tripping over. And, you know, it, like, okay, people think when Schman is on this podcast that the relationship is all about me. Let me tell you, our relationship is all about Schman, okay? We come to California for my work, and then what happens? You know what? He goes and gets a job in 2 weeks, and then he gets a promotion. And you know what? A lot of people will be like, Sarah, you're bitching about that. I am, because we moved here for me. There can only be one narcissist, one person, you know, in this relationship that it's all about, and it's me. And you know what? He's not doing a very good job of focusing on me. That's all I can say, because as you guys know who have been with me for years, soccer doesn't sleep. And now here we are. I moved him away from Virginia because he was like working 7 days a week, you know, 8 to 8. And now we come out here and nothing has changed. So, you know, what's it saying from Oprah? You know, when they show you who you are, they are, believe them. God damn it. How is that one so hard to learn? Anyway, welcome to the podcast, guys. Welcome to the Sarah Fraser Show. Tuesdays, it is Tuesday. And it is June 14th. On Tuesdays, I do a personal show. I talk about everything that is going on in my life, like what's going on with Schman. Yes, he did get a new soccer promotion, which is super awesome. Somebody on my Instagram asked this week, what does your husband do? He works in soccer. He works in youth soccer. And it's really funny because when you're out here in California, what I enjoy about California is people are very flashy here. Like, everybody is always showing you, like, how wealthy they are all the time. Like, everything is designer. Everybody drives, like, an expensive car. And I enjoy the showiness, okay? I do. And so when I tell people, like, oh, my husband works in soccer, everybody here goes, oh, my God, LA Galaxy? I go, no, youth. Oh, youth. Okay, wow. And then once they realize they can't get a box, box seating at LA Galaxy, they're like, oh, wow, great to meet you. Anyway, I think it weeds out the friends and the not so good friends. So anyway, there it is. Yes, Schman is doing really well, which I'm always very proud of him. I'm just having one of those days. And I know a lot of you can relate that have significant others and husbands. You know, they're just a lot of work. And don't let anyone ever tell you that relationships aren't, because relationships are, except for maybe 5% of the population. For 5% of the population, they never fight with their spouse. They get along great. The rest of us, every day, is like Mount Everest, you know? And yes, I want a medal. So welcome to Tuesdays. Tuesdays are all about my personal life. And then I usually talk some fascinating pop culture that is going on. I'm obsessed with this woman that just won, at least temporarily, a lawsuit against Geico because she got HPV in a Geico-insured vehicle. Do you ever hear these stories and go, why doesn't this happen to me? You know what I'm saying? Like with me, I mean, I don't know. I get like a parking ticket and I'm in the wrong, you know, but I mean, this woman and I never stopped to think about, is there a way I could sue my insurer for this parking job? You know, instead they're probably suing me, but this woman found a loophole. I have to talk about that story. I'm probably going to end up like Steph Curry's parents. If you guys haven't seen this, you know, of course, we watch all sports in our house all the time. So now I'm watching the Celtics. Oh, my God. Who's the other? Oh, God. The Warriors. Is that who they are? Playing the NBA Finals. I think so. So we have to watch all the games. We watched the one on, I think, Friday night that the Warriors won, but they panned to the crowd of Steph Curry's dad, who Schman fills me in, was like a former NBA star. And he's with this woman, and the internet goes bananas because it's not Steph Curry's mom. It's a different woman. But then Steph Curry's mom is seen with that woman's ex-husband. Does this make sense? Like, basically, I'll tell you more about it. So anyhow, I always get you caught up. If you're brand new to listening to The Sarah Fraser Show, in general, I put out 7 shows a week now. My podcast is over 5 years old. If you've been with me from the beginning, you deserve a medal because the show has had numerous co-hosts. It's gone from like, it started at 3 shows a week. It went down to, I guess the least amount of shows it ever was 2 shows. Then it went back to like 5 shows. This is like, honest to God, I mean, if a podcast had a personality disorder, this would be the show. This would be the show. It has struggled over the years to find its identity, but I don't know. I'm hell-bent on continuing it because I love talk. I love podcast. And, you know, I started in radio, so it's close to my roots. So now I finally figured out a formula. 7 shows a week. On Mondays, I talk to anybody I damn well please. And yesterday I had Igor Volsky on. Gotta listen. He's the executive director of Guns Down America. He's a gun reform activist. The work he does in DC is incredible in what he is trying to do to really change the laws in this country around guns. And he's just really reasonable. If you didn't catch the interview yesterday, it's super fascinating. And I learned a lot. Like, I had no idea, you know, all the things that President Biden could be doing right now. He could be doing executive orders, which Igor argues that's what they're there for. He could be doing so much more about gun legislation, but doesn't want to. And Igor gets into that. He also talks about Ted Cruz, why you know, Ted Cruz is an asshole, one. And then two, you find out on there a bit of what Ted Cruz is lobbying to do, which is why a lot of Republicans so strongly want to arm teachers. It's a really great interview. So that was yesterday. So Mondays, I talk to anybody I want. Tuesdays are all about my personal life, what's going on with Schman, me. I recently moved to Los Angeles. A lot of you guys know this after 15 plus years of being in the DC area. Wednesday, I do TLC Talk, which is a recap of all of your favorite TLC shows from the week. I'm talking 90 Day Fiancé, Welcome to Plathville, I Love a Mama's Boy. I'm now on the Seeking Sister Wife train. Have you guys seen this show? Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, does everyone have multiple spouses now? God, I'm so far behind in these relationships. I really am. Is anyone monogamous anymore? There's like one question for you. So that's on Wednesdays, is a recap of the biggest TLC shows. And we TLC talk. And then Thursday through Sunday, I do a lot of Bravo recaps with my friend David Yonta from Behind the Velvet Rope. I also do some one-off, you know, other Welcome to Plathville deep dives, kind of a mixed bag. You never know what you're going to get. So 7 days a week of Sarah. Be sure to be subscribing on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, everywhere podcasts are played. I really appreciate it. A lot of people discovering the show for the first time. That's amazing. Hi, welcome. I'm Sarah Fraser. I'm married. I have a son. He just turned 14 months old. Pretty amazing. I'm so grateful for that because I never thought I would ever be a mama. And here I am. I'm a mom. I'm living the mom life, you know? And as a longtime radio personality in Washington, D.C., you might have heard me on The Kane Show or Sarah, Ty, and Mel. And then I started my own podcast 5.5 years ago. This little baby, this little show, the show that keeps on giving. Or going. I don't know who it's giving to. You know, hopefully, like, it's giving to you and you're still entertained, but who knows? Almost 6 years old this fall. So, and then after 15 years in the DC area, I just, for the past 3 years, I've just had it. My gut has always, like, really told me, my intuition has always really told me the next steps. And for the past 3 years, I've just been wrestling with, I need to leave the DC area. I needed to move, to grow in my career. I've always wanted to be a talk show host. I wanted to be on national TV. I want to be a producer. And I've really always had this dream to be a stand-up comedian, which I actually am just wrapping up my stand-up comedy class here. And I have my first performance this coming Sunday. I'm not telling you where. I'm not. I don't want anyone to show up. I just want to do stand-up. I have a goal of doing stand-up 10 times before I decide if I really want to pursue a career like a... I mean, I have multiple careers, and I think most people in the entertainment business do now. But, you know, I want to really give it 10 performances before I decide, hey, is this something I really want to do? Is this something? And so I've kind of made this commitment to myself because I share a lot. I like sharing a lot of my life on this show and on social media, but over the years, I you live, you learn. I think you learn a lot about social media. And I think in a way, I'm trying to be a little bit more tactful in what I share on social media, because I think when you put out a lot, instead of people seeing it as your creative process, lots of times people just see it as you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You know, do you go to my social media and get that vibe? Well, if you have, you're not wrong. You know, you're not wrong. So I think it's good sometimes that I'm trying to pull back and see some things all the way through and see some things like, do I really want to continue this? Because if I do, then I love your support and your following. If I don't, it's sort of like, oh, we've stopped, we've started. And I see it in other people that I follow. I see other people that do that. And then I see other people that don't do that. And I know behind the scenes, they're stopping and starting things and trying things that aren't working. But sometimes it's better to just not be so online. So I'm doing that a little bit with stand-up comedy. But for you guys who have listened to my show forever and ever, I do feel like I've floated this idea for years, and you've heard it on the show. So I'm excited for this first performance on Sunday. I will definitely let you know how it goes, for sure. And I mean, I don't even know why I'm nervous, except for, like, I guess I'm nervous because I finally have, like, what they call a set, you know, a 5-minute set. You have like 5 or 6 jokes that you're going to tell. And I've never really had like a formal set. You know, I've always had, I've done a lot of public speaking and I've been booed. So, I mean, I'm kind of ready, really. I mean, I've been booed and no one has laughed, you know? And I remember doing a stand-up comedy set, years ago when I started the Kane Show in a basement in DC. And I'll never forget, there was just like one guy in the audience and he laughed at all the jokes and everyone else was like, oh, these are awful and probably borderline offensive. So, you know, that's kind of my style. It seems like that's my style of comedy. It does. So anyway, I'll definitely give you a full rundown about that. All right, I want to thank some sponsors. And then, of course, we got to talk about Steph Curry's parents. We have to talk about a big country star who's just announced that he has stomach cancer. I'll get into that. The woman that's suing Geico for herpes, genius. And then also, let's see, what else? Oh, I mean, we're getting KJ baptized. That's a whole nother thing. We're getting him baptized. I'll tell you all about getting him baptized. And, you know, if anyone else there out there is like a part-time religious person but not full-time religious, it's so weird. It's like every time I go to the Catholic Church, I feel like they're speaking right to me about the guilt of like basically only doing things for ceremonial reasons and not like really working on your faith. It's like, am I wearing a sign? How did you guys know this was me? Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me, and Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. All right, let's thank some sponsors. Allbirds is a brand new sponsor to the Sarah Fraser Show. So if you haven't checked out Allbirds, they're amazing. Schman and I actually are teaming up for this campaign because Schman got some Allbirds. He was a longtime fan of Allbirds before I was. And now I just got my first pair of Allbirds Tree Runner sneakers. And hello, they're so amazing. I wear them without socks. They're super comfortable. They're made with eucalyptus tree fiber, a lightweight, breathable, and silky soft material, making the Tree Runner the perfect everyday shoe for getting the most out of sunny days. Now, it's not too late to order something for Father's Day. They're made with premium natural materials, as I mentioned, thoughtfully designed without any unnecessary frills or logos to go with every single outfit. I really appreciate that. And they're perfect for exploring a new city during the day and then exploring a new menu at night. I love that too. They do transition from day to night. Get yourself a pair of Allbirds, maybe the man in your life, whether they're for your dad, for your husband, for your brother. Find your new favorite shoes for this Father's Day, for sunny days and upcoming travel at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com. Check out their new styles for both men and women at allbirds.com. Hello Fresh. I love me some Hello Fresh. Favorite part about Hello Fresh is how convenient they make your life. And when I say that, it's what I love is like 30-minute dinners. It's great. You pick the day of the week you want HelloFresh delivered. And then if you're going on vacation, you can just pause it or you can change the address to your vacation spot and get HelloFresh there. Yeah, it's the flexibility for me and the fact that they sort of put the customer always first, which I had an experience this weekend at every ice cream store in LA where they don't put the customer first. I'll tell you about that. You know? Anyway, let's get back to HelloFresh. Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad, stuffed pita pockets, chicken sausage, stuffed peppers, Tuscan spiced shrimp, and so much more. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, and it's even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts, okay? Find out why they are America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS and use code TSFS for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Do not miss out. Also, I absolutely love me some Nutrafol. Guys, if you haven't heard of Nutrafol, they're an amazing hair supplement. Hair loss is a huge issue for millions of Americans and still not talked about. Well, Nutrafol has formulas for both men and women. Nutrafol.com/TSFS. Use my code TSFS. You're going to get a discount, and I'm going to find out exactly what that discount is. Stand by. when you go and check out Nutrafol. What I love about them, you have 30 days to try it. If the, in general, like if you just don't like the supplement, if it's not working for you, you can return it for a full refund. So get $15 off your order at Nutrafol.com, Nutrafol.com. Use the promo code TSFS. So go to Nutrafol.com, promo code TSFS for $15 off. And if you're not completely satisfied, you can return within 30 days. So I was just ranting about this, and I was ranting all weekend long. You know, it's so weird. I'm not a foodie. I'm really not a foodie. But when I go to a restaurant that has like a very high rating, right? You're expecting something, and like an experience, right? And I think I have to change my complete expectations, because post-pandemic, I know people that work in the restaurant business, and it's just, it's so hard right now. You know, their cost of food is just doubled. They can't get help to get service. So it's like when you go now to a restaurant, does this happen to anybody? They're missing half the things on the menu. You can't, and I shouldn't be annoyed, but I'm annoyed, you know? And the thing that I'm really annoyed about here in Los Angeles, because it's hot, it's 80 degrees. So on the weekends, I want a milkshake, right? You can't get a milkshake at most ice cream stores. Do you guys remember the days when you could go into an ice cream shop and you could get like a milkshake anywhere? You know, did you want malt or regular? You know what I mean? Like what happened those days? You can't get a milkshake in Los Angeles. I swear to God. All weekend, we went to 3 different ice cream stores. Even Jenny's. You guys know famous Jenny's ice cream? Rolled into her joint over in Venice. I go, guys, can you do a milkshake? No, sorry. We don't do milkshakes. The other guy, I swear to God, he knew I was walking in. No milkshakes. We're out. Why is the sign on the wall? You know, I mean, can't we get a couple of printer pieces of paper and just put it over the milkshake so I don't have any expectation? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not going out to eat anymore. I guess this is my sign to start learning to really cook, or to double up on HelloFresh and get 6 nights a week instead of 3. Anyway, that was my rant for the weekend. We're also baptizing KJ. I'm very excited about this. You know, I've gone back and forth about being a Catholic, and I've tried other, gone to other churches, gone to other religions. I don't know. Nothing sticks. Like, I think it's because maybe you just are used to what you're used to. I have a friend she's converting to Judaism. Maybe I'll look into that. I don't know. I mean, it's just so much work, you know, and I've already done all the work to be a Catholic. So it's like, do you want to be something else? But boy, did they sense it when I come in. You know, they always say to me now, you know, just because you baptize them, that doesn't mean, you know, your Catholic duties are done. You have to continue to show up. You know, you have to make a commitment to God on Sunday. It's like, oh, God damn it. You know, I got so much to do on Sunday, you know, I mean, like drive around LA and look for a milkshake. You know, I mean, I can't. How much of a commitment do I need? No, I'm excited. I'm excited to get him baptized. Certainly, I think like all religions, I think you go back and forth, because I'm a person that loves the connection to God, but it's all the humanly things, you know, the mistakes the Catholic Church has made numerous in other religions. So it's so hard, you know. I don't know. I'm sure everybody out there struggles with their spirituality. And then I always just like, I'm like, wow, do I want to go to one of these churches like with Joel Osteen, and like he leaves the mass at 12:05 and then gets in his PJ, you know, his private jet. It's like, that doesn't seem sincere either. I don't know. I mean, unless I'm on the PJ with him, like why? So, but I'm excited, and I'm currently looking for a baptism outfit for KJ, because obviously the photos are big for me, as well as the spirituality. And it's going to be awkward because KJ will be 15 going on 16 months when we get him baptized. So he's literally going to be able to dunk himself in the holy water. So that's going to be like keeping him from, you know, not drinking it. That's going to be my biggest thing, you know, because when you baptize them when they're little, it's fine. But now they say that they, because of the pandemic and everything, these kids are like walking up and they're just splashing themselves with the water. This isn't a pool, KJ. This isn't a pool, for God's sakes. So that'll be this summer in Maine. We're doing that. Selecting godparents, you know, and that's always fun too, because it's like, who do I know that's going to keep up his Catholic upbringing? No one. So, you know, the only... Like, okay, who can I select? A lot of pop culture stuff happening. I loved the Steph Curry story that went viral on Friday night. I know Ayesha Curry, his wife. I don't know anything about Steph Curry, except for Schman sits and watches, and he's just like, Steph Curry is so good. He's like one of the greatest basketball players of all time. So good. It's just like the Celtics versus Steph. I'm like, all right, okay, that's all right. Sure. And so, but Steph Curry's parents are making a lot of headlines because they're divorcing after like 20 plus years of getting marriage. And they now, this is like so weird to me when people do this, because Shania Twain famously did this. So Steph Curry's parents are getting divorced. Now they're both dating another couple that they were friends with that are getting divorced. Does that make sense? So Steph Curry's mom is with the guy that's divorcing his wife, and that wife is with Steph Curry's dad. The internet went bananas, like these people are swingers. It's so weird to me. And that's exactly what happened with Mutt Lange and Shania Twain. He ended up cheating on her with like Shania's best friend and then ended up with that woman. And then Shania ended up with the best friend's husband. How does that happen? How does that happen? And like, there's all this sports connection because this woman that Steph Curry's dad is seeing, she's with a former Patriots player. So he was in the NFL. Wow. It's just, it must be like the whole, I mean, these guys do need to be on Seeking Sister Wife, which is the most epic show. I really try not to judge anybody ever, you know, because I mean, I'm fascinated with people that are outliers that live their life. But I do think if there's one guaranteed way to fuck up your kids, it's to have multiple spouses, like to be a polygamist. Because do you see the kids in all these shows for Seeking Sister Wife? The kids look so distraught. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to us? Like, why are we on television? Is it really worth the money? Is it worth the money? I'm already so fucked up, mom. Now you're going to add a camera, dad, you know? It's wild to me. I'm just watching. It's already on season 4. You guys are huge fans. It's so bizarre. But TLC, by far, you know how I feel. TLC has like the best programming of all time. If you haven't seen this Geico story, there's a woman that successfully sued, although it's unclear if Geico is going to have to pay the $1 million. But essentially, she got HPV from hooking up with a guy in a car that was insured by Geico. She ends up suing the insurance company, or she initially asked them to pay like health claims, right? They denied her health claim because they were like, this isn't an injury. She goes to arbitration. Now it looks like they may have to pay her up to $1 million. Can you imagine? What a game changer. So would you, for $1 million from Geico, would you get HPV in a car? I mean, I know you're all collectively yelling, yes, yes, in your cars. Can you imagine? I mean, does anyone ever think about this? It's like the person, remember the like famous McDonald's story when that person spilled hot coffee on them and then got a settlement? God, I'm trying to think of now what else happens to me in a car that I could possibly, I don't know. Anyway, this could be huge. The woman has not been named, and we'll see. This was trending, and you know, the comments on Twitter were so great. Like, you know, what is their thing? Always like save 15% or more on car insurance. And someone was like, wow, this woman got a lot more than 15%. You know, not my joke, but I really appreciated that one. The other thing is, okay, I know this country singer because of Red Solo Cup, such an epic song that was played like in the late aughts at every house party, Red Solo Cup. Toby Keith announced that he had stomach cancer. So very famous, obviously, country singer. Red Solo Cup is the song that I know. I think he's gone on to do a lot of other, you know, I think he said something like some crazy, like conservative music too. Remember, like, but Red Solo Cup was like a fan favorite of mine. He's been diagnosed with stomach cancer last fall. He says that he's been undergoing chemo, radiation, and he's been spending time away. He's 60 years old. I didn't know that. Yeah. He's been getting 6 months of treatment. He said so far so good. And he plans to be back out with fans sooner rather than later. So, wow, what a career. I mean, I didn't realize he'd been going for 60 years. But anyway, stomach cancer is like a pretty big one. So he seems to be doing well, which is a really good thing. All right. that's a lot of the pop culture stuff and everything that's going on in my life, which I've, you know, wanted to share with you and get off my chest. I always love when I hear from you guys, whether it's feedback about the show, whether it's you want me to answer any sort of advice question. You can follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. I have so much fun on TikTok. And you can email me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. You need that email because if you do when you purchase from one of my sponsors, I am giving away free t-shirts for a limited time. So I have a limited group of Sarah Fraser Show t-shirts. I would love to send you one. Just screenshot you frequenting one of my sponsors. You can DM me at The Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram or same thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Send it to me and then I will send you a free t-shirt and I pay for shipping. Okay? Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new TLC Talk. Bye, everybody!